over the last couple of days, we've been talking about the tip and the smell, and I could smell it this morning as I was pulling up in the car park at our palatial offices here in Peterson Road, and I thought I need to go back and find the business papers that Paul Amos was telling us about when he asked a question on notice in the meeting. Well, I've got it here in front of me where Paul on, it was February 2018 actually, so what are we now, May 2021, 19 to 7 to be exact, had a question on notice, which was, what is the predicted lifespan of the Coffs Harbour tip? And is planning happening for succession to an alternative tip location as Coffs Harbour's current tip reaches capacity? The response from the staff, currently the projection for the remaining lifespan of the landfill is approximately 4 years. Staff are continuing the planning work to investigate potential facilities to succeed the current landfill. The potential options under review include the development of a new landfill in the Coffs Harbour LGA, or conversely, to seek to utilise pre-existing facilities operated by others. So, folks, that was in February 2018. Here we are, and still no new tip. And at this point in time, it looks like no idea as well. I guess the question now will be, what'll come first? The roundabout in Azalea and Combine Street, or the tip? And at this point in time, who knows? Actually, you know what? There should be a challenge now. What will come first? A new Coffs Harbour tip or the finished Coffs Harbour bypass? All right, teams at the starting line, go.
This is Morphy in the Morning.